friends, it's Mr. Jim with Kids Short Stories, and today's story comes to us from Claire and Vinny. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And if you listened all the way to the end after the story, I have a whole bunch of kid shout-outs that I cannot wait to say, so make sure you listen all the way to the end. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! "Hey, Vinny, let's go play outside," said Claire. Claire and Vinny were running outside to their backyard, where their trampoline was. "Have you ever jumped on a trampoline before? Like a big one?" "Yeah, they're so fun. You can jump super high and double bounce and do all kinds of cool moves, and trampolines are really fun. You do have to always remember to be careful because you can get hurt on trampolines, and so you have to make sure that you are comfortable in doing all the cool moves that you're doing." Well, Claire and Vinny had spent much of their life jumping on this trampoline in their backyard. They had gotten really good at doing all kinds of cool moves and some special spy moves that they were practicing. Well, something not so good happened. Well, you see, last night, while they were sleeping, I think some of the purple ninjas, they put some kind of extra bounce thing on the trampoline that I think it might send them to outer space if they jump on it. So I hope it doesn't work, because purple ninjas, oftentimes the traps that they set don't actually work. But I hope this one doesn't work. "All right, Claire, let's jump as high as we can. All right? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Boom." And just like that, Claire and Vinny went sailing into the sky. "Oh no, this actually worked. I think the purple ninja's trap worked this time. And they're sailing towards space. And I don't think there's gonna be anything that can stop this super jump." "Whoa!" Claire and Vinny were both shouting at the top of their lungs. And you know the worst part is? They left all their spy gear down at their house. How are they gonna get saved? Well, you see, on the other part of town were the Undercovers. The Undercovers was a newer division of our spy team. And the Undercovers were really good at disguises. We actually need a lot more on our Undercovers team, so you should definitely consider being on our Undercovers team. You have to be really good at hiding and pretending like you're the bad guy, but you're really not. And these Undercovers, they had dressed up just like the Purple Ninjas, and I think they were going to be the secret to helping our two friends.
"All right, boss. We blasted those two spies up into space, so now we can move on to our next plan."
"That's perfect, Purple Ninjas. All right, well, I'm gonna need a few of you to go into space and just keep an eye on them and make sure that they stay there forever. Wah, ah, ah, ah."
Wow! Claire and Vinny were still sailing through the sky, about to enter space. And once they got into space, there was going to be nothing to stop them. There's no gravity there to pull them back down. Well, don't worry. Two of our Undercovers, who they don't even have a name because they're so secretive, they dressed up as purple ninjas to fake Dr. Stinky Breath. They were the ones that volunteered to go watch and make sure that Claire and Vinny wouldn't get saved. But because they're on the Undercovers team, they were going to do the saving. As they blasted off towards space, good thing they have jetpacks, because they had a lot of ground to cover and to catch up to Claire and Vinny. As Claire and Vinny were still spinning around in outer space, floating in mid-space. Have you ever gone to space before? Me neither. Well, space is a really crazy place because once you start floating in space, you're just going to keep going and going and going forever. And so our undercovers, they have got to get there ASAP. As they were flying towards Claire and Vinny, Claire and Vinny saw two purple ninjas coming towards them, and they started to scream. They thought they were the real purple ninjas, but I think they're going to be in for a good surprise.
Claire and Vinny, hi. We are on the undercovers team, and we can't talk much about it, but we put on these disguises of purple ninjas so that Dr. Stinky Breath would think that, well, I think it makes sense. We tricked him. And so now we're here to save and rescue you. Let's head back to Earth and see what Dr. Stinky Breath's plans are up to. Let's go.
Claire and Vinny held on to our undercovers friends, and they blasted off back to Earth. It's a good thing, because Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas, do you know why they wanted Claire and Vinny out of there? Why they double, triple bounced them into space? Well, Dr. Stinky Breath, he was planning something terrible in their neighborhood, and it was up to them to save the day. As Claire and Vinny and the undercovers arrived back in their neighborhood, they saw something terrible. There was a lemonade stand at the front of the neighborhood with a whole bunch of purple ninjas trying to sell lemonade. That was a pretty funny thing to see. Purple ninjas trying to sell lemonade. Well, this lemonade was some kind of poisoned lemonade that would put people to sleep for days, allowing the purple ninjas to steal all of their things. Claire and Vinny and the undercovers arrived just in time to stop the whole neighborhood from buying this poisoned lemonade. Whew, that was a close one.
Yes, Claire and Vinny, we might need you on our undercovers team. We need some more kids that are ready to go undercovers.
And that is the end of the story, but the beginning of a new adventure with our undercovers team. And we need kids just like you who can choose to be brave and are really good at hiding. So if you can hide, I want you on our undercovers team. All right, my friends, we'll see you next time on Kids Short Stories. Bye. Wow, great job. You listened all the way to the end, which means it's time for some more
kid shout-outs.
I want to say hey to Everett and Sadie from White Plains, New York, Zara from Bronx, New York, Eleanor from Wichita, Kansas, Slater from Florida, and Ocean from Oregon. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and maybe now on our undercover team and a part of Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, you have a super duper day, and guess what? There's more stories. So I'll see you on the next adventure. Bye!